This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
The SBJ Brand Innovation Summit wrapped up yesterday in Chicago. Check out the highlights from day two on sportsbusinessjournal.com, including a video recap, and be sure to read our behind-the-scenes newsletter for all the details on what happened in and around the event at the Ritz-Carlton. Good morning. It's Thursday, November 4th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. The NHL and Chipotle are announcing a three-year North American partnership today, marking the brand's first sponsorship deal with a major pro sports league. Chipotle will serve as the NHL's official Mexican-themed QSR and Mexican-themed fast casual restaurant. The brand has exclusivity in each category, both of which are new for the NHL. Financial details weren't disclosed, but the deal is said to be Chipotle's largest sports sponsorship to date. The deal term extends through the 2023-24 NHL season. The tie-up, which features brand visibility during the Stanley Cup playoffs and final, also calls for corner in-ice brand placement for Chipotle during both the 2022 Heritage Classic, along with the entire postseason, among other deal components. Fox averaged 11.8 million viewers for Braves-Astros, marking the second lowest average for a World Series, ahead of only last year's COVID and election-impacted Dodgers-Rays series, reports SBJ's Austin Karp. Game 6 on Tuesday night, which went up against election night coverage, averaged just under 14 million viewers. Tuesday night's clincher won primetime easily and was up 11% from the Dodgers-Rays clincher last year. Game 6 also was double what any other program got in primetime. The second best program of the night was CBS's FBI with 7 million viewers in the 8 p.m. Eastern hour. The World Series may have produced lackluster TV ratings, but it has performed much better in merchandise sales after the game. According to Fanatics, the Braves will finish as the third best World Series according to sales across the Fanatics network, which includes MLB Shop, falling behind the Cubs' win in 2016 and the Dodgers' win last year. Fanatics says that sales in the first 30 minutes of the game ending were at a record-breaking pace. Starting today, Fanatics NFT company Candy Digital will roll out an officially licensed Braves World Series trophy and medallion NFTs for fans who spend at least $250, including at least one Braves product, on Fanatics.com or MLBShop.com until November 9th. Discovery's international ad revenue jumped 2% in Q3 thanks to the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Despite higher revenue, increased expenses, mostly due to the Olympics and spending on streaming growth, meant that Discovery's Q3 earnings fell from $300 million to $156 million. International operating expenses jumped 77% to $1.37 billion due to costs related to the Olympics and the return of European sporting events to a more normalized schedule after COVID disruptions. Discovery has reached 20 million paying customers worldwide for Discovery Plus, its new OTT platform. That was in line with Wall Street estimates. The company ended Q2 with 17 million subs for that streaming platform. Meanwhile, Fox Corp reported higher earnings in the latest quarter as more original entertainment programming, live sports, and growth at its streaming platforms boosted advertising sales. Revenue rose 12% to $3.05 billion for the quarter that ended September 30th. Analysts were expecting $2.94 billion. Fox's cable programming unit, which includes FS1, pulled in $1.42 billion in revenue, up nearly 7%. The company has benefited from a full college football slate following the COVID-impacted 2020 season, as well as the MLB All-Star Game. A Magic Johnson docu-series has landed at Apple, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The four-part doc will chronicle the life and career of the NBA star and comes 30 years after the Hall of Famer revealed he was HIV positive. Produced by New Slate Ventures and XTR Productions, The series will follow Magic's early life in Lansing, Michigan, all the way to becoming the LA Lakers' five-time NBA champion. It also will explore his HIV status and how that helped him to become more of an activist as well as an entrepreneur. SailGP has hired Ben Johnson as SVP of Strategy and Commercial Development. In that role, Johnson will lead the startup Sailing League's North American expansion, including oversight of broadcast rights, corporate sponsors, and host city partnerships. SailGP plans to host at least three races in North America next year, including the 2021-22 season finale in San Francisco next March. Johnson was previously SVP and head of international for the Drone Racing League, and before that was the senior director of global brand marketing for endurance race organizer Tough Mudder. The Colonial Athletic Association will not allow James Madison's teams to compete for league championships this year if the school accepts an invitation to another conference. The Dukes are expected to formally shift to the Sun Belt Conference next year, a move that could be announced as soon as Friday. JMU appealed to the presidents of the other conference schools this week, but those presidents voted overwhelmingly to bar the school from postseason play in 2021-2022. It's disappointing to see that the CAA presidents are majoring in pettiness while allegedly leading institutions of higher education when their actions on this matter reek of bad behavior. We'll end on a quick programming note. The latest episode of the Marchand and Aran Sports Media podcast is available, and our hosts are joined this week by none other than Bob Costas. Costas tells several entertaining stories about his illustrious career, including getting offered the time slot behind David Letterman at CBS after Letterman left NBC, the time he told off an uninterested NFL star, and sitting in the broadcast booth with Bob Uecker. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.